How do driven entrepreneurs like you and me, who want to play the game of life at our full potential, actually do that so that we net seven figures a year and experience the overall exceptional life? It's all about leveraging our most valuable asset, our brain. But how do we train our brain to actually rewire our autopilot so that all of the right actions and focus happens automatically without thinking, as we create the exceptional life in business, health, and our significant other relationships? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that answers them. This is where your net seven figures a year freedom begins. Welcome to the Net Seven Exceptional Life podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. And so today, we're going to talk about external objections to doing our Think It Be It program, rewiring your autopilot. So here's what the external objection is. It's time. Sometimes people will say, well, I don't really have the time to do this. I don't have 12 minutes a day. Kelly, what would be your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I know you know my thoughts on this, but like, if you don't
know you.
I'll temper them a little bit. If you don't have 12 minutes a day, you know, then that's the exact reason why you should be doing this, because this actually gives you so much time back, you know, and you've got bigger issues if you don't have 12 minutes a day to invest in yourself and create the exceptional life. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, I think let's think about this. So it's a valid point. You know, people are busy and they got a lot going on. And you know, a lot of times in the success and human achievement field, programs talk about, well, you need to do an hour of meditation, or you need to do 30 minutes of journaling after you do the meditation. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, this is me, and I think it's a lot of people. You know, when the day starts, I want to get going. I'm going. I mean, I got stuff to do. And so this idea of taking 12 minutes a day seems really reasonable to me. And you know, I was thinking about, so compare some other programs that where you had to take an hour and a half to start your day. You know, over say a month, you may be spending 30, 45 hours a month at the start of your day, whereas with our program, 12 minutes a day, it's 6 hours a month. So just from the pure time standpoint, I think what a difference that is. But also sort of to your point, and maybe you could give an example, how does this save you time?
Yeah. So a couple of things that just come right to mind for me are, I'll share two different examples. So, you know, one of the things that we talk about is the mind thriving on order. So I used to waste a lot of time with these half thoughts, you know, bouncing around in my head. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do that. Like not focused, scattered, wasting so much time throughout the day, causing so much stress, that through this methodology and this 12 minutes a day, that goes away. This creates order in the mind. And immediately, just from that part of the process, you know, I gained so much time back in my day every day as a result of that very simple concept of your mind thriving on order. It gives your brain order. So that's one, you know, that's a 30,000 foot answer. But let me dig in a little bit deeper and share a story, and specifically around something that I did within my business that gave me time back, 10 to 15 hours a week, as a matter of fact. So through kind of the discovery process and our in-depth process, you know, I uncovered that one of the things that was holding me back in my business was the fact that I was stuck in the day-to-day of my business because I was the problem solver in my business. Anytime a challenge or a problem came to the forefront, it ended up on my desk, and the employee would be standing in the doorway. you know, and would say, okay, this is the problem. And I go immediately into problem solving mode. Well, that was keeping me trapped in the day-to-day of my business. My employees weren't empowered to make decisions on their own. They were relying on me to make them for them, you know? And so understanding that this was holding my company back and it was keeping me in the day-to-day. So with this 12-minute a day methodology, one of the things that was included was that, so this was a behavioral modification that I needed to make because innately I'm a people pleaser. I you know, so solving problems was right up my alley, right? The problem was it was holding my business back. So the behavioral change that I made in my 12-minute a day method was that anytime somebody could come and stood in my doorway, you know, or came to me with a challenge or problem, I would ask three questions in return. I would never solve the problem for them. I would ask three questions. And so that first question might be, well, what do you think? How do you think you should solve this problem? And then that would start this cascade of me asking additional questions with each one of their responses. Well, what that ended up doing was that my employees began to feel empowered. I could see in real time that they were solving problems, which helped my confidence and trust in them to solve problems. And before you knew it, you know, within about 3 months' time, I had 10 to 15 hours a week on average back to focus working on my business instead of in my business. Can you imagine what that would do for your business if you got 10 hours every week to focus on the things that move the needle in your business? So in terms of just like getting time back and people's concern being, well, I don't have the time, you know, I just gained those 10 to 15 hours a week on average back with that one behavioral change I made as a result of this 12-minute a day method that we do and teach.
You know, Kelly, I love that story because it's really all about leverage. You know, the story is sort of about time, but time, if you can compress time, that's leverage. And that's really what that story is about, is you started leveraging yourself so that your employees took the right actions. And so it allowed you to have more time. And so I think as we think about this objection of, I don't have the time, boy, I'd say you don't have the time not to do something like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
And, the other sort of maybe objection that people would have, well, okay, I see the 12 minutes, like it's not an hour and a half, but what about how much time it takes to actually rewire your autopilot through our program? Well, it's an 8-week program, yes, and it takes, you know, about an hour to 2 hours a week over 8 weeks. And you know, but the reality is, again, you almost can't afford not to, because if you don't, then you operate like everybody else. And we see this all the time with entrepreneurs who come into our world. They're all the time, they're not as organized as they should be. Their schedule is controlling them. The fires in their business are controlling them. Their calendar is controlling them. Their customers are controlling them. They are not in control of their life. And that causes, you know, stress and just not an enjoyable way of operating on a daily basis. And so at some point, and you and I both experienced this, I when I was 50 and you when I introduce this to you, at some point, you got to go, whoa, just let's slow it down right now. In fact, not only slow it down, let's stop my life and really look at it, really take a look at it and create a reset. And you know, one thing I've been thinking about a lot lately is that everybody in their life needs to have a reset in their life, because life never sort of works exactly like you want it to. And you got to get into, I think, in your 40s to really see that there's got to be a better way of doing life. And so that reset I think has to happen. And I know when I had the reset at 50, what a difference it made when I could take all my experience of the prior 50 years. And then I took this methodology that got created from the top book in the world on success and applied it to my life and looked at my new life as a blank sheet of paper. Boy, I look back and think that was powerful. That was tremendously powerful. And so I'm curious, Kelly, that you had that reset in your life as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I did. And I think that time to stop, because we all are going, we're running at top speed. I was in total reactive mode. Things were coming at me 1,000 miles an hour. I mean, I was so overwhelmed just generally by the day-to-day stuff that I wasn't stopping and evaluating my life and the quality of my life. And that's one thing that I want to emphasize here. You know, when we're talking about time and we're talking about the 8-week program and the investment in time and over those 8 weeks and then 12 minutes a day, let's stop and just think for a moment. I want you to put things into some perspective. You've only got one shot at this, one go around. And so to me, this is about improving the quality of every moment that you're here. That's what the exceptional life is about. It's about the quality of the time you're spending doing whatever it is you're doing, whether it's in business, whether it's with your family, your significant other. You're making the time that you have count. You're no longer just going through the motions. I mean, John, when you're talking about that reflection, I remember looking at myself in the mirror and saying, is this it?
Right.
Is this all there is? I know there's more, you know, but I'm having trouble accessing it. And I'm, you know, and so stopping, evaluating, and then putting things in perspective, because our time and your life is precious. So this 8 weeks that we're talking about, investing that time in yourself, I mean, for the remainder of the time that you have here, for it to 10-20x the quality of those moments and minutes that you have left on this earth is you know, a small price to pay anyway, a small investment in time to make. And when you think about it in the grand scheme of things too in your life, it's a fraction of a percentage of time. You know what I mean? It's learning this and then implementing it on for 12 minutes on a daily basis is a blip on the radar, but the impact and the ripple that it makes throughout your life is, I mean, it's just indescribable. I, you know, you can hear my passion about it. You know how I feel about it, John, but you know.
Well, and you know, don't you agree that people need to have a reset, literally a formal reset in their life at some point in their life?
Oh, for sure. And I think there at multiple times in my life, I've had a reset. You know, usually it's around some major event that's taken place, maybe a death of a loved one, of a parent, of a, you know what I mean? Of a place in your life, like with you, John, when you were nearing 50, your mom wasn't well. You know, I think there are different kind of points in our life where it's important to do that kind of reset and evaluate where things are at. And I think that's critical.
Well, and you know, it's interesting that because, you know, with every client we have, we've reset their life. We formally reset their life. But, you know, it's what I guess what I'm proud of what we're doing is that not only are we resetting their life and making them stop and look at their life, we're giving them a whole new way of doing life, of truly of a new way of doing life. And you and I talk a lot about this idea of leadership of self. Well, nobody's ever taught people how to lead themselves. Think about that. I was talking to my class at the University of Texas about this. You know, their parents really don't know how to lead themselves, so they can't teach the kids that. And then so the kids grow up and they start doing life and do like life like everybody else. But nowhere along the line has anybody ever actually said, whoa, let's stop this thing and let's evaluate our life, and let's learn how to lead ourselves, how to really do life. And oh, by the way, here's a methodology that takes 12 minutes a day, and it's got the credibility of being from the top book in the world on success. So I think this idea of taking the time to learn leadership of self at some point in your life is really critical. So having that reset in your life, I think is important. And, you know, sometimes people I don't know if they really balk at creating the clarity in their life. I do see that everybody looks at their life way too generally and not specific enough. And that's a challenge, because as we influence the subconscious mind with clarity, you have to make the clarity specific for it to work. So that's sort of the key of the science, is clarity has to be specific. And so it requires really creating that clarity and digging deep. And some people may have a hesitancy to spend the time on that, but think about it. What could be a better use of your time and more interesting than to take your own life and dig deep into it and see, what do I really want? Who am I really? What are my values? How do I want to show up in the world? And then with regards to your business, seeing that in detail. To me, I think it's really a labor of love to spend the time to dig into your life and then come out the other end with a way to literally live the exceptional life. Would you agree?
100% would agree. And I think, you know, the labor of love, I love that term, because I think that taking the time to find clarity, and there's so much that you'll learn through this, but it's such an important part. Like, how are you supposed to get to where you're going if you don't know what the destination is? You know,
and right, I think point. That,
you know, you're never going to get there, or it's going to be twice as hard. And I love the idea of clarity, but I will say, John, and I know we've talked about this, and I've shared this obviously all of the time with our clients, is that part of the process is one of the most, it's not the 12 minutes a day. It's the most challenging part of the process is getting that clarity. Remember how you just said generally, that most people think generally. Well, that was my problem, in all honesty. Remember when we started working through it, it was like, nope, you're not being specific enough. You've got to be more specific. And I'm like, how do I get more specific? Like, I couldn't even wrap my head around it, because again, I was just in such a reactive mode. I wasn't thinking deeply about my life and about my business and everything. So that transition to doing that, although it was painful, it was a labor of love. When I was done, I felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders, you know, because I got that level of clarity. But I do want to be really honest with just the fact that was a challenging part of the process, was getting that clarity. But man, oh man, once I got it, look out.
Well, and you know, this, I'm glad you mentioned it was hard, because it is hard, but you know, we don't shy away from that, but anything that is worthwhile is hard. You just need a guide who sort of helps you through it. And so maybe to wrap this up again, the purpose of this discussion today was to talk about external objections to doing our Think It Be It program of rewiring your autopilot. And so I think the recap is that, yes, it takes 12 minutes a day. And that's a lot better than things that take an hour and a half a day, like many programs do. So on that level, you know, it's less time. But I really think you made the bigger point about, it's not just the amount of the time, it's the efficiency of the time that you save. You know, once you do this and you start acting in a very efficient way, you know, this is leveraging yourself through science, that efficiency really starts playing out in time. And I saw when I was blessed to be making mid seven figures a year, I tell you, I was working 45 hours a week instead of 75 hours a week when I was in my 30s and 40s making $200,000 a year. So I saw the impact of time, that I was being way more efficient with my time, and it showed up in my bank account, whereas before I was inefficient with my time and I was, you know, burned out and stressed. So I think that's the point about time. Kelly, anything else you want to add as we wrap this up?
I don't think so. I think that was brilliantly said. And, you know,
why,
so,
thank you.
Yeah. Well, shoot.
Okay. Well, that takes care of our topic today on the issue of time. So we will see you next time. And if you want to learn more, go to thinkitbeit.com.
Thanks for listening today. If you've had your own aha moment from today's episode, send me or John an email. We'd love to share your epiphany with our audience. So email us at kelly@thinkitbeit.com or john@thinkitbeit.com. In the meantime, live the exceptional life.